WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It is night two of the WWE draft, which has come and gone. People have jumped shows. People have stayed on shows. And many other things have happened. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. And we started off hot, Lindsay, with the man coming to town.
That's right. Becky Lynch has been drafted to Monday Night Raw.
And she was the one who announced that she was there on Raw, that she was drafted, because she's the man and she can do whatever the hell she wants.
I mean, it's not a lie. It's really not. Like, she can do whatever she wants. She's Becky fucking Lynch. Like,
She's big time Bex.
She's big time Bex, you know, she's more than proven herself. So yeah, I don't see why she can't do whatever she wants.
So she came out, she talked about never losing the women's championship from Raw. She's been better than ever. Last time she was here, she beat Charlotte, and Charlotte can't stand it. And now maybe it's time to come Becky to belts again. This brought out the Raw Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair, who's been drafted to SmackDown, by the way. She said Becky was, you know, before, you know, everything that happened with Becky and everything that, you were Becky pre-show before you beat me. I made you famous.
Oh, she's going to steal Taker's thing. Okay.
I mean, someone has to. Maybe she escaped with it.
Could be. Maybe that's the reason for her personality shift is...
She went one-on-one with Don the Taker.
And won.
I mean, he does like blunts. Anyway, she said Becky would be looking up to her regardless of whatever brand she's on. Charlotte said it's good that Becky left SmackDown because they have unfinished business. But speaking of unfinished business, you had Bianca Belair come out, who's now on Monday Night Raw.
And she had a shot at Big Time Bex, and she wants Big Time Bex. She's on Raw too, so you know, it's like, hey, everything still stands.
Yep. She said they must both be threatened by her because they both took cheap shots of her on SmackDown. But now she's going to become the EST of Monday Night Raw because she goes here now. Charlotte says Bianca's comments are cute, but the champions were having a conversation. Fans start chanting Charlotte sucks, and Charlotte goes, what? What? Made me laugh.
She stole that too.
Uh-huh. Bianca said Flair was standing there, but technically she doesn't even go here anymore. I mean, she technically does for like two more weeks, but anyway. Bianca told Becky to get her girl because Flair doesn't even know her. She was like, I'm no one's girl. I'm a woman. And then she talked about how what Bianca's done. You almost have done as much as I have, but you should be asking for an autograph for me paving the way for people like you. Becky's like, you know, that sounds pretty disrespectful, and she would fight Charlotte if she was Bianca. I've already been there, done that, I already beat her, but, you know, what would happen if you two fought? I mean, that'd be a first, right? Charlotte's like, I only give out opportunities, not charity.
Ouch.
Adam Pearce and Sonya came out and announced that it would indeed be Charlotte and Bianca in the main event, along with a couple other matches on the show, including a U.S. title match featuring Jeff Hardy. I liked the woman in the opening segment. It was really good. It was really fresh. I know it's stuff we see on SmackDown, but seeing Becky and Charlotte in the ring together was like, that was a cool moment because we're not going to see it again.
Mm-hmm. At least for a while.
At least for a while. It's good. I mean, we may see it next week or two just because the shows are dual branded. For people complaining on Twitter, oh my God, why is so-and-so here? Why is so-and-so here? It's a dual brand show for draft night, so deal with it. But no, this was really good. Bianca is really good. Becky is Becky, and I'm glad she's on Raw now.
It'll be good for her to be on Raw. It'll be a nice change to update everything for her. I'm looking forward to seeing what Charlotte does on SmackDown because, again, that will be another really good change for her. It'll sort of, even though Charlotte's been like there off and on and Becky just came back, it's like Becky was on Raw when she left.
Becky was on Raw when she left, yeah.
So it'll be a nice homecoming. I shouldn't say it'll be a nice change, but it'll be a nice homecoming for her. It'll be a nice change in terms of the women. That's what I meant. It's late. I'm tired. And again, for Charlotte, I think it's a good refresh. I think just moving people around and balancing the rosters a little bit always helps because you always need to have new contenders for the ladies, and you're continuing the feud between Becky and Bianca, which I think we're all here for, and you're throwing Charlotte a little bit into the mix, which, okay.
I'm all for this,
and you're taking Sasha, at least for right now, out of the equation.
Yeah.
At least till, you know, you've got her in till the 22nd, you've got Charlotte in till the 22nd, and then they all go their separate ways, so let's do it.
So, the most underwhelming first round pick, where the Usos go into SmackDown. I shouldn't say underwhelming. Most disappointing. Wonder why?
We all wanted to see Paul Heyman get
murdered. Yeah, we wanted to see Paul Heyman get murdered, and they get picked, and you see him in the background like, thank the Lord in heaven above, I'm safe. I'm not going to get destroyed. And there's a segment later where he took a shot at Kayla, and they were talking, and you know, he's the gatekeeper or whatever to the Uso, the warden to the Uso penitentiary, and all this stuff, and then they brought up Brock Lesnar, and then he had a sad again.
Because they just, like, gave him the stink eye, and he just walked off. Like, Paul Heyman's feud with the backstage announcers is just, or interviewers, is just perfect.
Fantastic.
He hates all of it, but yeah, his facial expressions, and when they got picked, he's like,
Thank the heavens above.
Yeah, he's clutching his chest. He's so relieved. He's literally thanking the heavens. He just sold all of this so perfectly. Like, it was really, really well done on his part.
So Becky goes to Raw, Usos go to SmackDown, Bobby Lashley's to Raw, and Sasha goes to SmackDown in round number one. We'll break down the picks from tonight. We'll have a full breakdown on The Rack Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, along with some other things. Damian Priest, Jeff Hardy for the U.S. title. Damian Priest gets the win, solid match. But that's not the interesting part.
No, it was not.
So, Jeff and Nero is being interviewed by Sarah Schreiber after the match, and talking about being on Raw and now going to SmackDown, and it's a perfect opportunity to show off a different side and a different ego. Please don't do what I think he wants to do. I mean, it is that time of the year. We don't need it. Please, no Willow. Anyway, I think Willow.
They have to replace somebody because they let him go. But so he just, anybody that can do a supernatural character, hey, guess what?
We just got no more words back, and now we're going to Willow. It makes no sense. Anyway.
I mean, to be fair, Matt got to do Broken Matt Hardy in WWE, so Jeff should get to do Willow in WWE. Like, that's just...
So, Austin Theory...
No, I'm not... Okay, let's finish this out, and then I'm going to rant.
Yeah, yeah. Austin Theory, the lost puppy, showed up.
He finally is on Raw. He's, like, off the elevator, thank God.
He's been drafted. He had his phone with him, and he apologized, and, means no disrespect, but it's a dream to come true to be drafted to Raw and be in the ring with Jeff Hardy. I looked up to you. I was inspired by you. I was motivated by you. Can we get a photo? Can we have a selfie? And he's like, you serious, man? You serious? And just like, okay. So he goes to take the photo and bam! Gets clotheslined. And then does some go-to-sleep type move on Jeff. And then lays down next to him and gets his selfie.
This was great. This was so good. And the best part was Austin Theory. We thought you learned better because he took a picture, like he put the picture out on Twitter, and like I think WWE copied it, or it was somebody that copy tweeted it as one of the official accounts, and they're like, "We thought your parents taught you better. You knew better than that." And then Johnny Gargano just swings in there, and he's like,
"Well, you
about
see,
that.
You see what had happened along the way was this."
I mean, I'm completely here for an Austin Theory Jeff Hardy feud. Let's see what they do with it. In terms of Willow,
hold on. There's not gonna be a feud because Jeff's gonna go to SmackDown.
Well, they can feud for a week or two,
I guess. Anyway, go rant.
Why? I mean, like I said, it's fair, right? It's completely fair. Matt got to do Broken Matt. Jeff should get to do Willow. Like, he should get to revive the TNA gimmick. And I think that's why they've been beating him down, is that eventually Jeff's going to snap and he's going to bring all that weird up in WWE like he likes to do. And we're going to get Willow. I don't think anybody, well, I shouldn't say I don't think anybody is, but I think the majority of people aren't necessarily looking forward to Willow, because I feel like Willow comes from a really dark time in Jeff Hardy's life.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, so it's kind of like, I don't know if I really want it, because even for Jeff, like, even for him, Willow was out there.
Yeah.
From what I remember of it, like, I remember it being really fucked up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about this, but again, I feel like they just, again, all supernatural characters, anybody that can do a supernatural character, guess what? It's your time to shine, because we got rid of the one guy that had the, we got rid of the two guys that had the stranglehold on these supernatural characters, and that was The Undertaker and Bray Wyatt. Taker retired and they got rid of Bray. So now they're compensating with things potentially like Willow, and we're seeing it be compensated with the Demon and other things. So, and there are two shows, so it's like, I don't understand why you couldn't have like the Demon on one and the Fiend on the other. I don't know if it's just too similar. I don't know what, but that's my little mini rant. I will continue to rant about this because I can.
The tag champs of Raw, Randy Orton and Riddle, were interviewed, and Orton's back, and Riddle was so happy. Is that a snake in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Oh, God.
Or you're just as happy as I am. That's the whole part. Anyway, they have an opportunity to defend the titles at WWE Crown Jewel, but Orton wants Omos, and he challenged the big man to go one-on-one with the Legend Killer tonight on Raw. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Round two of the draft, Seth Rollins, Raw, King Nakamura, Rick Boogs to SmackDown. Damian Priest stays on Raw while Sheamus gets shipped off to SmackDown.
Sheamus is going back to Cesaro. He's going to be so happy. Like, he's going to be so thrilled that he gets to go be with his work husband again.
Shayna Baszler destroyed Dana Brooke. She was okay. Hold on. Let me finish this and then you can rant.
Okay.
She attacked Dana. He was going to injure Dana's arm. Dewdrop made the save. And Shayna then moved back the way a little bit.
And then Shayna got drafted to SmackDown.
Later on, yes.
But so you set something up between Shayna and Dewdrop, and then they're like, yeah, nope, you're going to get it for 2 weeks, and then bye.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. Dewdrop could go to SmackDown. You're absolutely right. She could. But for right now, they're like noping us. But can we get rid of that tube of red lipstick that Dana was wearing? Like, they keep trying to put it on different people, and I feel like it doesn't work on really anybody that they try to put it on. Like, it's just this really, I mean, it's a really intense red, and I just don't think the cameras pick it up properly, and I don't think anybody looks good in it. So can we just, like, chuck that color, whatever that color is? Can we just, like, not use that anymore? Because I think everybody would appreciate that. Use a different red. Use a softer red. Not like a in-your-face red.
We had Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo defeat Mansoor and Mustafa Ali.
I don't like that they're pushing Mustafa and Mansoor down. Like, I understand that you're trying to get something going here, but you did a really good job of building Mustafa and Mansoor, and it was getting over, and they're so adorable together that I really hope that they, like, don't crush their spirits and do to them what they did to the B team, because that would be terrible. Still not over that.
To this day.
Still bitter. go check out Bo Dallas's YouTube channel. He did a cooking video. Anyway, so I hope they don't, like, crush Mansoor and Mustafa and just send them to, like, jobber hell, basically. Like, you have other tag teams. Can't you use, like, other tag teams here to lose?
Well, they had the SmackDown, so we'll see what happens there. AJ and Almost are staying on Raw. Shayna, as you mentioned, going to SmackDown. Kevin Owens! It's going to Monday Night Raw, which would be interesting, apparently.
And I think this will be a good move for Kevin.
And maybe his final move. Who knows?
Maybe his final move. They may be trying to lure him back. I don't know. But I feel like this is... Like, Kevin's been on SmackDown. He was drafted, I think, last time to SmackDown. He's been there for quite a while.
He's been there a couple of years, yeah.
I think this will be a really good move for him to go back to Raw. It will definitely create new feuds for him. And best of all, it's going to get him away from Sami Zayn. Not that there's anything wrong with him being around Sami Zayn, but they go to that a lot.
Yeah.
That's like the default for Kevin and Sami to either feud together or team together or generally be around each other. And I think it's great for both of them because it has allowed them both to grow so much individually as characters, mm-hmm. especially on Sami's side, that he's kind of come out of that shadow of being just Kevin's frenemy. And now he can do his own thing without Kevin there, and Kevin can do his thing without being Sammy's frenemy. And so it's just good for both of them to not necessarily always be around each other and just automatically have that default. Because while we all love it and it's all great, it's great like every single time that they do it, I just feel like at this point, you know, let them do their own thing. Let them enjoy their time there.
Xylee is off the elevator.
They found her!
She's headed to SmackDown.
I'm so happy. I've been asking for weeks. Where the heck is she? Because nobody knows. Where's Zaya? Nobody knows. She's on the elevator. She's stuck. We have no idea. And they finally found her.
Your WWE champion Big E came out. Talked about New Day being drafted to SmackDown. Again, they've been split. But,
Boo.
He talked about beating Bobby Lashley. And now it's time to move on to Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre came out. They have some unfinished business, and, you know, were you waiting for me to thank you, everyone else, and congratulate you, but I haven't thus far. And then they talked about it, and, you know, they have all the respect and all this stuff, and talked about how you cashed on Andrew Lashley, but, like, Lashley did the same thing to Miz, and we all hate Lashley, so there it is. Then Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler came out. Ziggler came to, I'm proud of you, E. I sent you a text, but you left it on read. But I have some footage. We need to talk about some things. So we have footage from 2013. Big E working as the bodyguard for Dolph Ziggler, then being at WrestleMania and all that stuff. It was one of those things that people, internet went, oh my god, why aren't they showing AJ Lee? Oh my god, why aren't they showing AJ Lee? Because it doesn't involve her. That's not the story they're telling. Just saying. By the way, before this continues, breaking news, Liv Morgan's coming to Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
So... You know, where's my thanks? Dolph wants a thanks. He also wants a thanks for, you know, helping Drew and everything like that. But where's my thanks? Then we had, you know, Robert Roode talk, and he puts the body in bodyguard. People call me Big Bob. Biggie's like, no one calls you that. Where's my thank you? Dolph wants his thank you. They hung up and talk, and then... You know what? You deserve something. An ass whooping. They challenged Big Bob and Dolph to a match and to face Big E, and lovingly said, Big D. He was super excited to bring back Big D.
Like you do. I mean, you know, if you can't make a dick joke about yourself, then, you know, what's the point? I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know. Like, I see what they tried to do there, and Drew was all excited for it. It was adorable, but it was just like, no, 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 honey, no. No, it's not the same.
Big E and Big D beat Big Bob and Doffy Z, I guess? I don't know. Fine match.
It was okay. It was there. Like, I liked the callback with Drew, or not Drew, with Dolph. Dolph. I liked that they did that.
It went on too long, but it was good.
The fact that Dolph's like, Hey, you remember this?
Me? Over here? Huh? Me? Huh?
Huh? Remember? And then it got the job done. But yeah, like, I understand why they keep the New Day apart, because they really want Big E to stand on his own. I respect that because Big E absolutely deserves to stand on his own. And I think they're getting ready to do something with Xavier. I think his turn is coming where they're going to push the ever living hell out of him. But I like it when they do have the New Day together. Like, I understand, I just said for somebody else that it's like it's the default and they go to it too much. But for this, it works because New Day functions where they can be all together or they can be apart on the same show and they're still supporting each other. Yes, King Woods! Woods needs to win. So I just like that they all are there for each other and the fact that they're purposefully keeping them apart. I'm not a fan of that at all because I think in certain instances, E does need backup, right? Like he needs his boys there. He needs them to stand with him, especially when he's fighting against the Hurt Business and he doesn't have his friends there, right?
Yeah.
Like his two best friends, he needs to have them there to help him with this particular fight, but any other time he's fine on his own. So, but I get it. I understand it. I don't like it.
But you get it.
I have to accept it because I have no other choice.
Reggie found Apollo Crews and Aziz and, you know, things got a little interesting there. Kevin Owens stunned Akira Tozawa, who interrupted his promo. So there's that.
I feel like with the Reggie stuff, they try to get more and more outlandish every single time.
Yeah.
And eventually they're going to run out of things to do with him. Like, just in terms of just making these outlandish moments with him on TV. Because it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger every single time.
Yeah. Bayley has just confirmed she's a free agent. The Street Profits to Raw, no shocker. Viking Raiders to SmackDown, Finn Balor to Raw, and Rick O'Shea to SmackDown. So there you go in round four. Rhea Ripley and Nikki Ash retain their titles against Natty and Tamina.
Good little match, very solid.
Good little match. Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza going to SmackDown, Karrion Kross going to Raw.
Or staying on Raw.
Staying on Raw. Alexis to Raw, or staying on Raw, and Cesaro staying on SmackDown.
It's interesting that they specifically announced that Alexa was staying on Raw, so if she's out, she's not out for long. Mm-hmm. Because didn't go into the free agency category. She was drafted.
She was drafted. She's not injured. The contractual obligation. Goldberg came to the ring and he's talking about everything what happened with Bobby Lashley. Called out Bobby Lashley. Anyway, they went back and forth. The end result is, you're next and I'm going to kill you. Before that, it was you're next and you're dead. That's what it was. And then the Almighty brought out his boys who took a spear. Shocker. They got back together so they get a spear. Ha ha. Called it. What?
I just don't know about this. Again, it's an I understand why. I get it. It's a contractual obligation. They're going to Saudi with it. No, we won't lose our mind. I can't even say that with a straight face.
No one cares at this point.
I mean, it's... Okay. All right. Just do the thing. I didn't like the, you're next and I'm going to kill you.
You're next and he's dead. You're dead.
And you're dead. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's just...
A little much.
Tad dramatic.
Yeah.
And not in a good way. So, yeah. I'm just not feeling this. I'm not into this. I'm not a Goldberg fan. I like Bobby Lashley, but I hope to God that Bobby Lashley beats Goldberg. That's really what I want to see out of this, because if they build Bobby Lashley up just to lose to Goldberg, Lord help us all.
Seth Rollins was backstage, cocky as hell, being drafted to Raw, and then Edge was mentioned, and don't ever mention his name again, and then he cackled some more.
The best thing that has ever happened to Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch is that they hired a stylist.
New Day beat the Hurt Business. Woods was yelling, crown me. Until the Street Profits came out. And they still want the smoke. So we're probably going to get New Day and Street Profits before probably a Crown Jewel, I would assume.
I would say so. I liked how they got asked how they escaped the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Subtle little plug for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Netflix Undertaker thing drops. Can't wait.
Thursday review. Tune in. 10 p.m.
I'll be screaming.
Orton and Riddle came out. They were what's almost going to do. So they call him out. And basically it ends up with AJ Styles eating a couple of eating an RKO. So that was solid.
Mm-hmm. Very solid.
Carmella to Raw, shocker. Corey's there. Ridge Holland, big actual shocker to SmackDown. Gable Steveson to Raw.
They did a whole little fake draft thing for him and everything. It was so cute. Ridge Holland. Ridge Holland was a surprise.
It was. Sami Zayn to SmackDown. Continue.
I don't think anybody was expecting him to get drafted because they just started a thing between him and Dunn in NXT where they're kind of like doing their thing down there. So they're very clearly having Dunn either become a solo act or they're going to have other plans for Pete Dunn. Or, well, he just re-signed a contract, so I can't say that he's going back to UK because I'm assuming he's just going to stay down there.
He's staying here, yeah.
I mean, you could do the storyline where they finally admit that Pete Dunne is, in fact, William Regal's bastard son. Like, we could get that at some point. Just saying.
Yeah.
It's an idea. It's a thought.
Charlotte, Bianca, main event. Hell of a thing.
So good. This is pay-per-view level. This was pay-per-view quality. But then again, you look in who's in the ring, and is it any wonder? And the best part of it all, big time Bex was on commentary for it.
It was fantastic.
It was so good.
It was great.
It was a rhyming good time.
She was busy rhyming.
I missed her so much.
So Bianca had the KOD, hit it, goes for the pin. Becky breaks it up, bounces into a no contest. And afterwards, the boss, Sasha Banks, decides to make her presence felt. And there you go.
And that's how you close out Monday Night Raw. So we'll see where it goes from here. There's going to be more supplementary drafts, I think, tonight and then maybe tomorrow.
They're happening right now. I have some for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dana Brooke, Robert Roode, and Dolph Ziggler to Dirty Dogs, Jackson Riker, Revere, Mia Yim, Tamina, Shelton Benjamin, Cedric Alexander, The Miz, and Tegan are on Raw. You got that?
Where did Jinder and company go?
I believe Jinder and Veer are on SmackDown. I only have the Raw stuff at the moment. Jinder and Veer are probably going to SmackDown. Natty's going to SmackDown.
Yeah, Jinder's going to SmackDown with the other guy.
Which means Shotzi's going to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So Tegan and Knox or Shotzi and Knox are broken up. Natty and Tamina are broken up. So there was no mention of Dakota or Harry Smith yet, but Dakota, I'm surprised Dakota wasn't drafted yet. New stable from Dakota Kai. New stable, the free agents, as she quote tweeted at Bayley. So they did say free agents will be allowed to sign wherever, whatever. So if you weren't drafted, you're still fine.
I feel like you could have people, again, like bounce back and forth for a little bit as you need them to. I think it's good to have a couple, like, I don't want to call them floaters, but floaters that can go in between the two brands.
Here's the best one. Remember when we had the last real draft in 2016? When
No,
it was like the first real when they actually went back to the draft. Okay, Heath Slater was a free agent, and it's made the rest of his career.
Yeah,
because that's when I've Got Kids started.
Yep, don't fire me. I've Got Kids. Yep.
That's how that all started. He's living off of it still to this day.
I feel like it will do good things here, especially for like the women's divisions, the women's tag divisions. Even though they broke up two teams. Natty and Tamina, God love them. I feel like they needed to go ahead and split them up just because they had run their course. They were great champions. Tamina got her first title with Natty as a tag champion, and you've done a lot to rebuild Tamina and Natty. Not that Natty needed a lot, but Natty always kind of needs a little
something. Oomph. Yeah.
And so you can go ahead and put them back into the singles division. And have them work in the singles division because now you have Charlotte on SmackDown, Becky on Raw. You're going to need contenders for them. And Shotzi and Tegan, they were adorable together and I love them together, but they weren't doing a ton of stuff with them together.
They never got their title shot, said.
It is sad. But they can always reunite. Like, that's the beautiful thing about this, is eventually they'll end up on the same show again, potentially, and they can always reunite. And they can always go for their titles, but make them individual contenders for the individual titles. Let them fight for them. Because Shotzi never got the NXT title. Neither did Tegan. So, at some point, I feel like, especially since Hunter had to pick between his favorite daughter and the green-haired daughter won, that at some point Shotzi will be a women's champion on SmackDown. Especially since you've moved Bianca to Raw.
Yes. But that'll do it for us. Fun night?
Very fun night.
Well, more draft stuff on the rack Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT. I will be screaming about the Undertaker movie because I'm going to end up watching it tomorrow. So stay tuned. You can follow me on Twitter at Linsport, LNSWRD, to see potentially live reactions if I do it. But yeah, so tune in. We'll probably be talking about the draft as well, just kind of wrapping everything up and sort of like maybe grading it. We'll have to see. But the rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday midnight, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, Russell Talk Radio, we're live, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Is that Wild Talk Radio? It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network when Facebook works. If you have Amazon Prime, link to Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming, support the channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You also use credit code ROCKINSOCK or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBGFM's YouTube.com/MBG1211. See you Thursday night for the Rock. I'm right back here every Monday night. Lone Neighbors and Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here, twitch.tv/WTLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.